Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
you know who.
Thompson Lee Madden who.
Yes, you guessed right.
Ma buhay, bonjour, das strazwici.
Hello.
Ni hao, ne ho, marhaba, todaleha.
Todaleha?
Yeah, that's Hebrew. I think it's Hebrew. It might be Yiddish, but I think it's Hebrew. Saying hello to all our friends in Israel.
Ciao.
Privyet.
Daddy.
Howdy. Guten Tag.
You might not know
this. Buenos dias.
You might not know this.
Buongiorno.
Stop it.
What?
You might not know this, that the Italian word for goodbye is actually used for the phrase of hello and goodbye.
That's like the Hawaiian aloha, which means hello and goodbye.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. Ohayo gozaimasu.
Ciao.
Konnichiwa.
Ciao.
Boy dia.
Ciao.
You've run out of languages. You're stuck in Italian.
Yeah, I'm stuck in ciao.
Hakuna Matata.
Ciao.
So what did we just watch?
Connection.
Oh, come on, say it right.
Let me just say it.
Yeah, I wish you would.
Connections.
Connections 1 with...
Dick Burke. I said James Burke, please.
James Burke. Probably the greatest single thinker, philosopher of the 20th century. You know that movie, that show that we're watching there, that's old enough that I saw it in high school when I was a kid. And it changed my whole life. It changed the way I thought. It changed the way I processed data. It's changed the way I made the sense of the world.
Has it changed
it's the most comprehensive. Has it changed everything in what?
Your body.
A lot of it, yeah. A lot, yeah. A certain amount. Yeah, there's been a physical effect for sure. Can't change that much mentality and not have an effect on your body. Okay. Especially when you find out that the history of how we treat our bodies and how we view our bodies has had an effect, just like everything else, on the evolution of our technology and our society, which has now completely trapped us inside of technology. We are both liberated and enhanced by technology, and we're simultaneously trapped and restricted by technology. Do you remember the very first episode when he was talking about the blackout in New York City?
Yeah.
Remember that? What happens when the electricity goes off? If you could even get out of the elevator that you thoughtlessly stepped into, not even thinking about what would happen if it stopped? And how, if we got outside the cities, then what? Because everybody will get outside of the cities. Within 4 days, you run out of water. There'll be enough water supplies for some people to last maybe a week, maybe a month. But pretty much, as soon as the water supply gets cut, which is dependent on the electricity supply, you're in real trouble. So you got to know about technology and how it all started so that you don't repeat those mistakes. And if you do get out, you have a chance at surviving. Because what do we do? What do people do when the lights... When the lights go off, they sit and they wait, and they hope that somebody else will fix it, because none of them know how it works.
Listen, Daddy.
Yeah.
I have something to say.
Good.
And what is it?
What?
Ciao.
Oh. So what's been your favorite part of Connections?
On the starting of Connections and that trigger effect, my favorite part was the elevator.
Ah, the elevator. Yeah, the different kinds. There's the hydraulic, where it's a piston that goes up and down underneath it. There's the magnetic, which goes up and down by a series of mags. There's the cables, which is the most common kind, where it's pulleys and counterweights.
Pulleys? Never mind me talking about pulleys. Let me explain how a pulley works. For example, you're in a well. Attach a rope to a bucket in a well. Lower the rope down and up and down and over again. That's a pulley.
But what is a pulley?
A pulley.
Describe the structure of a pulley.
The pulley structure is...
Well, there's a wheel, right?
Of course there's a wheel.
And there's an axle, right?
Wheel and axle, yeah, I know. I know so much about the wheel and axle because we've driven in cars quite a lot, which they have wheels to run on the road, and tires help grip the road. Without tires on the wheels of cars, cars would never even get from A to B at all. Listen, if our car that was going to Mount Tam did have that, we would be stuck in our own country without going to Mount Tam. If there was a lake, if there was a flood, we could just have used a boat.
Yeah, the wheel is pretty useful. The idea of using a circle shape and putting a hole in the middle and then running another circular rod through it. Pretty amazing. Pretty simple. Really runs most of our world still to this day.
But wait a second.
Because without those wheels, you got no electricity.
Listen, you won't understand completely about these movers and shakers until I tell you about the lever, really.
Well, can we save that for another show? We're actually already out of time. So give your special shout-outs.
To Mom, Uncle, and Lacey, love, and Brad and Josie. I already said Brad and Josie.
And Grandmother, and Aunt Lori, and Uncle Dave, and Godmother, and Lisa, and Lori, and...
Mr. and Mrs. America, I don't
and Logan, and everybody down south and up north.
And Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships to sea.
All right, we'll see you next time. Everybody, love everybody.
Bye.